ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Mr. Ira Weintraub on the other side. Folks, before we get to hearing from Michigan defensive backs coach Mike Zordich, let me tell you about my friend Mike Porter at Monster Tree Service of Ann Arbor and what makes him and what makes them different. Mike and his team of highly trained and skilled arborists right here in Ann Arbor make any tree trimming and landscaping project a breeze. Each tree service they offer is environmentally friendly and prioritizes safety at all times, so you can feel confident. And when you choose Monster Tree Service, you are choosing the absolute best. And that's whether you need shrubs trimmed, a fallen tree removed, or anything in between. Like, say, your oaks prune. And they can absolutely take care of that essential need. If you have oaks on your property, you want to take care of them. Make sure they stay healthy. Mike and his team can do that. Monster Tree Service of Ann Arbor actually serves all of Washtenaw and Livingston counties. Again, but Canton, Plymouth as well. If you need them, go to ymonster.com. That's ywhymonster.com or call Mike at 734-385-4444. So obviously a lot of struggles within the Michigan football team. It's not like it's just one position having a rough time, but clearly one of the most glaring positions of struggle been the secondary corner specifically. And so that has charged Michigan cornerbacks coach Mike Zordich with the task of not only coaching technique in his players, but also helping build their confidence back up. So that's a process that he's undergoing now. And then also, you know, trying to get some of those backups to the point where they can get on the field and maybe provide some relief. All of that part of the conversation with Michigan defensive backs coach and cornerbacks coach Mike Zordich. Here is part one, a recent chat with Mike Zordich.
Hey, coach, just wondering how much tougher it's been for your guys this year without the pass rush being what it's been in the past, and what your message is to them.
Well, I'm not going to blame it on the pass rush. We got to blame it on ourselves and the lack of us doing our job and sticking with our fundamentals and technique more than anything else.
Our next question here is from Isaiah.
Hey, Coach, why do you think that the fundamentals and technique haven't been there for some of those guys? And I mean, Jamon talked about it the other day about he feels like he's doing it in practice, but when it comes to games, he's just not using proper fundamentals.
Yeah, that's a hard one to figure out. You know, we've had officials at the at our practices for a lot of weeks. So, things went well in practice. I just think, you know, for Jamon, especially his first experience is playing, came out of the box, maybe a little nervous. I don't know, but he certainly has settled in and I think he's starting to figure it out, and I think he's going to be just fine. You know, last week, I don't think he got better last week, but I do think he was pretty steady.
We are not able to air any more of this press conference. If you want more, go to mgoblue.com. For more of this press conference, go to mgoblue.com.
That was part one of Zoom chat with Michigan cornerbacks coach Mike Zordich. Much more to come on the other side. First, we got to take this break. Back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, the ticket.